This episode of The Deep Dive is brought to you by Wadadley Solar LLC, making sure your solar investment actually pays you back.
Okay, so I want you to picture a pretty standard scenario. You're looking at a resume.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're hiring a contractor for your house or, you know, maybe a candidate for a job.
Right.
And you see it, that holy grail of bullet points. 5 years of experience.
It's the safety blanket, isn't it? It's the thing we all kind of cling to because it implies competence.
Exactly. We see 5 years and our brain just goes, okay, they're safe. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But here's the question that's been nagging at me all week. Does that person actually have 5 years of experience? Or
do they have 1 year of experience just repeated 5 times?
Yes, that's it.
That is the brutal question. And honestly, it's a distinction that most people... they miss it until it's way too late.
Right.
There is a massive and often really expensive gap between time served, you know, just showing up, and actual earned capability.
And that distinction is the heart of what we are doing today. We are doing a total deconstruction of the word experience.
I like that. A deconstruction.
And we aren't just talking about some abstract office job here. We are diving into a world where the consequences of faking it are, well, they're physical.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about construction and solar energy.
Which is high stakes. I mean, if you fake experience in a spreadsheet, maybe you lose some data.
Right.
If you fake it on a construction site, things fall down, people get hurt, roofs leak.
And we are basing today's deep dive on the insights of Alexis Lewis. He is a commercial solar and construction professional, and he's the founder of Wadadley Solar LLC.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at the materials he shared with us, he just completely challenges the modern idea of what a solar pro actually is.
He really does. His core argument is that we've become too obsessed with the solar part. You know, the shiny tech, the panels, the inverters.
All the cool new stuff.
Yeah, and we've forgotten the construction part.
Mm.
He argues that true expertise doesn't start with the panel. It starts with understanding the entire built environment.
Okay, but to play devil's advocate for a second, isn't solar just plugging stuff in? I mean, how much construction knowledge do you really need to mount a panel?
That is exactly the dangerous assumption he's fighting against.
Huh.
If you think it's just plugging stuff in, you are going to damage a building. Period.
Fair enough. So to understand where this philosophy comes from, we really have to look at Lewis's background. Because this is not a guy who, you know, took a 6-week boot camp and bought a hard hat.
No, not at all. We are talking about deep generational roots. The notes here say he grew up in a construction family.
Right.
And that's not just a throwaway line. His father was working in the trades before Alexis was even born.
I love that image. You know, most of us grew up with dinner table conversations about, I don't know, TV shows or what happened at school.
Sure.
But can you imagine a house where the background noise is all talk about blueprints, material shortages, and site logistics?
It's immersion. It's a kind of osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
When you are surrounded by educators and tradespeople from the time you're a toddler, you aren't just learning a skill. You're absorbing a whole culture.
A culture, yeah.
You see how things are designed, sure. But more importantly, you see how they break.
That's a good point. You see the maintenance side.
Exactly. You don't just see the shiny new building on opening day. You hear your dad complaining about the plumbing that failed 5 years later because somebody cut a corner.
Oh, okay.
That instills a respect for consequences that you just cannot get in a classroom.
Speaking of classrooms, though.
Yeah.
This is where the story takes a really interesting turn.
Right. In Antigua.
Alexis Lewis did his secondary education in Antigua. And when I looked at the curriculum list and the source material, I actually felt, well, I felt a little cheated by my own education.
It is impressive, isn't it? It's a completely different educational philosophy.
Let me just read this list. Standard subjects included metalwork, woodwork, drafting, architectural drawing, home economics, and typing.
That is a powerhouse curriculum. And I want to pause on a couple of those because I think people might hear woodwork and think...
Oh, making a birdhouse. Yeah, that was my experience. I made a spice rack that couldn't actually hold spices.
Right. But in this context, think about what metalwork actually teaches you. It's not just banging on metal. It is practical material science.
Correct.
You are learning about density.
Yeah.
You're learning about heat. You're learning how different metals react when you drill them or join them.
So applying that to solar... When an installer is on a roof drilling into a metal racking system, that intuition comes from there.
100%. If you've spent years in metalwork, you know what a good connection feels like. You know when a bolt is cross-threading just by the resistance in your hand.
Wow.
You don't need a torque wrench to tell you something is wrong. You feel it.
And what about drafting and architectural drawing? Because today, everything's CAD, right? Everything is on a computer. Why does hand drafting even matter?
Spatial reasoning. That is the key. When you have to draw a 3D object on a 2D piece of paper, you force your brain to visualize the entire system.
It's like mental 3D modeling.
Exactly. A solar pro with that background doesn't just look at a roof and see shingles. They have X-ray vision. Mm. They can visualize where the conduit needs to run. They can see, oh, if I put the inverter here, it's going to block the path for the HVAC guy next week. They see the collision before it happens.
That's the difference between just following instructions and actually understanding the plan.
Precisely. It builds an inherent understanding of tolerances. Mm-hmm. You learn that if your line is off by a millimeter on the paper, the physical object won't fit.
Right.
That is a lesson in accountability.
So this whole background, the construction family, the Antiguan technical education, it all sets the stage for Lewis's definition of experience.
Yeah.
And he is very, very blunt in the source material about what experience is not.
He really strips away all the vanity metrics.
He says, experience isn't a job title. It isn't a certification. And it definitely is not just a number of years on a resume.
Which is controversial, right? Because we live in a world of certifications.
Yeah.
We love our little badges.
But I get it. I mean, I can get a certification online in a weekend without ever touching a solar panel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's where Lewis draws the line. He defines real experience as capability earned through repeated exposure.
Okay.
And the key words there are real consequences.
Real consequences. Let's unpack that. Because in my job, if I make a mistake, I delete a paragraph and rewrite it. The consequence is I'm 5 minutes late for lunch.
Right. In the built environment, the consequences are physical and they're financial. If you mess up a structural calculation, a roof collapses.
Mm.
If you mess up a waterproof seal, you get mold that rots the building from the inside out.
So the argument is that you can't claim experience unless you have been in the line of fire.
That's it.
Unless you've had to fix your own mess.
That's it. Scars are better proof of experience than certificates.
We interrupt this podcast with a quick reminder. Solar systems that aren't inspected don't perform as designed. Annual inspections protect output, safety, and payback. Wadadley Solar LLC, serving the U.S., Antigua, Guyana.
If you've never had that pit in your stomach because a project is going sideways and it's your fault, you haven't really learned the lesson.
Right.
Experience is what you get when you survive the mistake.
This leads us to what the source material calls the solar-only myth. And this is really where the rubber meets the road, or I guess where the rubber meets the roof.
The solar-only myth is this idea that you can be a great solar professional by only knowing about solar technology.
Which sounds logical on the surface. If I'm a solar guy, I should know solar.
But solar doesn't exist in a vacuum. You don't hang a panel in the sky.
You attach it to a building.
You attach it to a building.
Yeah.
And that building has rules. It has physics. It has other trades.
Lewis breaks this down into three key areas where a solar-only mindset fails. Carpentry, electrical, and the building envelope. Let's start with carpentry.
Okay.
Why does a solar installer need to think like a carpenter?
Because a solar array is a structural modification. You are adding thousands of pounds of glass and metal to a roof that was designed to shed rain, not hold up a power plant.
So it's about weight.
It's about weight, but it's also about wind. Solar panels are basically giant sails. When the wind hits them, they want to rip off the roof. A carpenter understands load paths. They know how that force transfers from the panel to the rail to the lag bolt into the rafter and down to the foundation.
Okay, so a solar-only guy might just drill a hole and say, it's tight, we're good.
Right. They might miss the rafter by half an inch. The bolt feels tight because it's gripping the plywood sheathing. But give it 5 years of wind vibration. That bolt pulls out. The system fails.
Wow.
A carpenter knows the sound of a bolt hitting solid wood versus hitting plywood. Yeah. They just know the difference.
That is a terrifying detail. The sound of the bolt. That's the sensory detail you don't get in a textbook. Okay, what about electrical? I mean, solar is electrical, so where do people get this wrong?
Well, there's textbook electrical, and then there's real-world electrical. Lewis emphasizes understanding how power really moves and how terminations fail.
Terminations, you mean like connecting the wires?
Yeah. In a lab, you screw a wire into a terminal and it works. But on a roof, that wire is going to bake in 100-degree heat in the summer and freeze in the winter.
It expands and contracts.
Every single day. And it works itself loose.
I see.
And when a connection gets loose, you get resistance. Resistance creates heat. Heat creates fire. A solar-only person might follow the diagram. An electrician with deep experience knows how to torque that screw so it survives the thermal cycling.
So they're not just making a connection.
They are preventing a fire 5 years from now.
It seems like the theme here is time. A rookie builds for today, an expert builds for 10 years from now.
That is the perfect way to put it. And that applies doubly to the third piece, the building envelope.
The building envelope. It sounds very technical. What exactly are we talking about here?
Think of the building envelope like human skin. It's the barrier. It protects the inside from the outside. It breathes, it stretches, and most importantly, it keeps the water out.
And solar installers are basically just puncturing that skin.
Over and over and over again. Dozens of holes. If you don't understand the envelope, how water moves, how flashing works, you are creating wounds that won't heal.
And the worst part is, you usually don't know immediately, do you?
That's the nightmare scenario. Oh. A slow leak doesn't show up on day one. It drips into the insulation, it causes mold, it rots the framing.
Oh, man.
3 years later, you have a massive structural failure, all because the installer didn't understand how to flash a penetration properly.
It's the ripple effect. Lewis talks about how trades collide.
Yes, this is crucial. In a real construction environment, you aren't alone. You have plumbers, HVAC guys, electricians, drywallers.
It's a crowded dance floor.
And everyone is stepping on everyone's toes. Mm. A real pro, someone with that holistic experience knows that if they run their conduit here, they're going to screw over the plumber who needs to run a pipe there.
So is that empathy or just survival?
It's anticipating the collision. It's looking at an emptied wall and seeing the invisible pipes that will be there. That's what Lewis means by understanding the entire built environment.
Right.
You aren't just doing your job. You're fitting your puzzle piece into a massive shifting puzzle.
This brings us to the environment where these skills are forged, because you can know the theory of load paths and flashing, but doing it on a sunny day in a quiet backyard is different from doing it, well, in New York City.
The crucible. The source material specifically highlights the NYC construction environment as a major factor in Lewis's perspective.
New York City, the concrete jungle. Why does he single this out as such a critical filter for experience?
Have you ever walked past a major construction site in Manhattan?
It's chaos. It's just noise, trucks, people yelling.
It is sensory overload. You have cranes swinging tons of steel overhead. You have jackhammers going. You have traffic. You have freezing wind whipping down the avenue.
And the logistics must be a nightmare. I mean, I get stressed just trying to carry groceries up a walk-up. Imagine getting 1,000 solar panels onto a roof in Midtown.
Exactly. You have tight freight elevators. You have strict delivery windows. If your truck is 10 minutes late, you miss your slot, and the whole project is delayed.
So working in that environment gives you, what, just thick skin?
It gives you situational awareness. That's the term Lewis uses. And it's an intangible skill that you cannot fake.
Situational awareness. That sounds like something from the military.
It's very similar. It's the ability to process chaos. It's knowing where to stand so you don't get crushed.
Right.
It's knowing the hierarchy, who's the foreman who calls the shots, without even asking. It's understanding the rhythm of the site.
And I imagine it forces a level of communication that you just don't find in other jobs.
You can't be passive. If you see a safety hazard, you have to scream over a jackhammer. If you promise a deadline, you have to hit it because five other trades are waiting on you.
So it's a filter.
It's a huge filter. NYC construction filters out the people who can't handle pressure. It eats them alive.
So when Alexis Lewis talks about experience, he's looking for that. He's not looking for, I sat in classroom for 40 hours. He's looking for, I survived a winter install in Manhattan and we finished on time.
Yes. He's taking that NYC construction DNA, that rigor, that survival instinct, and applying it to solar.
Which is a huge shift in perspective, because I think a lot of us still view solar as this clean, green, techy industry.
Totally.
We picture smooth surfaces and silent energy.
We want it to be like an iPhone, sleek and simple. But it's not. It's construction. It's brutal physical work. It's drilling holes in concrete. It's dragging cables through mud.
So if you approach it like a tech enthusiast, you're going to fail.
You have to approach it like a builder.
That is the headline. You have to approach it with the mindset of the carpenter, the electrician, the roofer.
That is what Wadadley Solar and Alexis Lewis are advocating for. We need to stop pretending solar is special and start respecting the trades that make it possible.
It really reframes the whole idea of the resume. We started this episode talking about that 5 years of experience bullet point. But after unpacking all this, that number feels almost meaningless without context.
It is meaningless. If I'm hiring, I don't care about the years. I want to know about the exposure.
So what's the better question? If you're a listener, maybe you're hiring a contractor, or maybe you're interviewing for a job, what should you be asking instead of how long have you done this?
Ask about the problems.
Yeah.
Ask. Tell me about a time the project went wrong, what happened, and how did you fix it?
You're hunting for the scars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ask, have you ever worked on a site with other trades? How did you coordinate with them? You want to hear about the collisions? You want to hear about the struggle?
Because the struggle is where the learning happens.
That's it.
And for the people looking to build a career in this, the takeaway seems to be don't narrow your focus too early.
Please don't. Don't just learn solar. Go learn how a house is framed. Go learn how plumbing works. Go work on a site where you are the least knowledgeable person in the room and just watch.
Watch how the building comes together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because true expertise is knowing how your specific piece of the puzzle, the solar panel, fits into the larger picture of the building.
You want to be a holistic builder.
Not just a niche technician. The built environment is a complex living ecosystem. If you don't understand the ecology of the job site, you're an invasive species.
Invasive species. I like that. Or I guess I don't like that, which is the point. You know, this whole conversation has been focused on construction, but it raises a really provocative thought for me that goes way beyond solar.
That's that.
We've established that in construction, real experience is built on real consequences. You screw up, things break.
Right.
But are we overvaluing theoretical certifications in other industries where the consequences are, you know, invisible?
Oh, that is a spicy thought.
I mean, think about finance or tech policy or consulting. Do we have too many people running things who have all the years and all the certs, but have never actually had to live with the mess they created?
That is the ultimate question, isn't it? If you've never had to clean up your own spill, do you really know how to pour the milk?
I think a lot of resumes would look very different if we applied the Alexis Lewis standard to them.
They absolutely would.
A huge thank you to Wadadley Solar LLC and Alexis Lewis for the insights that powered this deep dive. It's a great reminder that sometimes to move forward in high-tech industries, you have to look back at the foundational trades.
Couldn't agree more.
And to our listeners, next time you see experience on a piece of paper, ask yourself, is that time served or is it capability earned? Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope you found this podcast useful. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us at info@alternativesolutions.az. Thanks again for listening, and be sure to tune in for future episodes.